Georg Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel's Aesthetics, or Philosophy of Fine Art, is part of a rich German aesthetic tradition that stretches from the middle of the 18th century into the modern era. Hegel wrote this work early in the German exploration of aesthetics, and it served as a foundation piece for the philosophies of all who followed him. Hegel, with Aesthetics and other works, had a profound impact on the philosophies of Nietzsche, Heidegger, and Adorno. In this work, he explores the nature of beauty and the historical development of art. Hegel addresses each style of art in turn, considering architecture, sculpture, painting, music, and poetry in detail. He also offers distinct and in-depth analyses of Egyptian art, Greek sculpture, and both ancient and modern tragedy. Philosophy of Fine Art is regarded as one of the greatest aesthetic theories produced since Aristotle's Poetics. The audio-learned version of Hegel's Philosophy of Fine Art is preceded by a chapter-by-chapter summary which details the themes and perspectives addressed in the main work. The summary also provides an exploration of the life of the author and the background of the piece. Also included are an overview, synopsis, and analysis of the work. The summary is concluded by an examination of the historical context and social impact of the piece, and a brief look at the criticisms associated with it. Philosophy of Fine Art is a key work of aesthetic philosophy and an essential text for students of philosophy and art, as well as for anyone interested in the nature of aesthetics. Author's bio and background information. Georg Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel was a German philosopher whose ideas marked the philosophical transition from the 18th to the 19th century. He was a key figure of German idealism and had a profound impact on the continental tradition of philosophy, or the philosophical traditions dominant in mainland Europe from the 18th century to the beginning of the modern era. Hegel's ideas have become increasingly influential in the analytical tradition favored by English-speaking countries outside of Europe, and he is currently regarded as one of the most important figures in all of Western philosophy. The French phenomenological philosopher Maurice Merleau-Ponty wrote that all the great philosophical ideas of the past century, the philosophies of Marx and Nietzsche, phenomenology, German existentialism, and psychoanalysis had their beginnings in Hegel. Hegel's main contribution to philosophy is his development of absolute idealism, a perspective that transcends the dualism of mind and nature, subject and object, or matter and spirit. The inclusive nature of this philosophical perspective allows it to integrate psychology, history, art, religion, politics, and philosophy. It hinges upon the idea of a unity of being and a historical process of expansion and integration of seemingly contradictory ideas into progressively complex and encompassing concepts of being. These formulations of experience are played out both in the inner life of humanity through concepts and the outer experience of history as if reflected through a mirror. This perspective allows Hegel to view history through the lens of the development and culmination of ideas played out through the lives of individuals and cultures. Hegel described this process with his famous triad of thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, or the initiation of an idea, the evocation of the opposite perspective, and the development of a resulting perspective that addresses the values of each and blends them into a new formulation. Hegel's philosophy hinges upon an organic unity of all existence. Therefore, his philosophy of art can only be understood to the extent that one grasps his philosophy as a whole. Hegel claimed in his work on speculative logic that being can be understood as self-determining reason. To be, therefore, is to come to an awareness of self that allows choice and determination within the context of our existence. However, he claims that logic is only a part of this process. Reasoning is not something abstract, but is rather rationally organized matter. This means that the process of living and being within the context of physical existence shines a light on aspects of existence that theory alone would overlook. That which is, or the nature of existence within the individual and the whole, is not only disembodied mind rationally overlooking the flow of being, but instead a collection of physical, chemical, and organic matter that follows rational principles. The concept of self-determination is central to Hegel's perception of rationality. He feels that life is more rational than physical matter.